This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spent the break talking Shohei Ohtani with Drabby. Drab's getting excited that he might be coming to Seattle to
Drabby
play for the
Ohtani.
Mariners. I walk into the studio. I'm like, Drabby, what do you got here? He's looking up how long the flight is from Chicago to Japan as opposed to Seattle to Japan.
Oh, I
like
it.
Make the sell to Shohei Ohtani.
I've always thought it was a Mariners 1, Rangers 2. But this Cubs situation has me intrigued.
I just don't see how the Cubs would be able to pull it off. What I'm shocked by is that the Yankees have supposedly dropped out.
I love that fact.
They were supposed to be the favorites in this thing.
Yankee fans just kind of declared them the favorites, which made me so happy that they weren't. Just as a reminder, the world does not revolve around the New York Yankees. Thank you.
It's always nice to be reminded of that. We're also reminded that college football's better off for a four-team playoff. I'd prefer a six or an eight-team playoff, but I'll take four like the rest of you will. Kirby Hokut is the member of the committee, leads the committee, as a matter of fact, head of the college football playoff committee, who talked on ESPN after the release yesterday of the final four teams, the big debate, after the three that we all knew were going to be in, Clemson at number one, Oklahoma at number two, and you kind of saw that coming. Obviously, you knew that that was going to be the case. Georgia was going to leap into number three after winning the SEC title over Auburn. Who was four? Would it be Alabama? Would it be Ohio State? The cases were made for both sides. For Alabama, they only lost once. They play in the SEC. It's Nick Saban's group that all year long was considered to be the best in football before they lost to Auburn. Even when Georgia was ahead of them, I think most people kind of said, this is Alabama and everybody else. Yet Ohio State won the Big Ten with a championship this past weekend. A two-loss team had a better resume in terms of its victories after they beat Wisconsin, and that was the case for them. But Hokut said that Alabama was just a superior club.
We spent a great amount of time last night into the morning again, beginning at 7:30 this morning, talking about the full body of work. Now that the complete season is in front of us, we have the full body of work. The selection committee just favored Alabama's full body of work over that of Ohio State. And it was consistent over the course of the year. As we saw Alabama play week in and week out, our rankings show when we start with a clean sheet of paper each and every week that the selection committee believed that Alabama was the better football team.
The problem, if you want to call it that, for the Crimson Tide is that they just didn't beat good teams. They didn't have a great resume of quality wins. But what they have going for them is that they lost less games than Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was debating this with people on Friday night after, or Saturday night rather, after all the championships before the announcements yesterday, I thought this was cut and dry. I really didn't understand how anyone would say Ohio State deserves to get in over Alabama, because to me, I care less about the conference championships and more about who had the better seasons. I mean, what if we have a three-loss conference champion in a Big Ten or the SEC one year? That just means they automatically get to get in. I couldn't unsee that Iowa game when they got shellacked by a mediocre Iowa team. And Kirby Hokut basically said that that was the game in the end that swung the pendulum against the Buckeyes.
Well, the selection committee looked at a one-loss Alabama team, that one loss coming against the final ranking number seven team, Auburn, in a very competitive game. We compared that to a two-loss Ohio State team, obviously the one loss at home to number two ranked Oklahoma, but more damaging was the 31-point loss to unranked Iowa.
There's no doubt they miss out because of loss to
Iowa.
That's
what happened.
You have a problem with that?
Absolutely. This is not the criteria. The committee has a criteria. They chose not to follow it. Now, if you want to change the criteria, I'm all for that. I'm not upset that Alabama, who I think is probably one of the best four teams, got in, but I care about process. I care about the idea that they've got a set of basically five guiding principles, and one of them only debatably favors Alabama out of those five.
What are they?
Conference championships won. You don't care about that. The committee's stated purpose
right.
is we're supposed to care about it. strength of schedule.
But none of these are like rules that are gospel. Nothing says if you win the conference championship, you get in, and these are the things that are supposed to prioritize.
It's the College Football Playoff Selection Committee protocol. Meaning
right.
We go in with these are supposed to govern our
exactly.
Thinking.
So one is conference championship,
which favors Ohio State. Strength of schedule: Ohio State 2, Alabama 10. But those are the rankings. Head-to-head competition. Again, who did you beat? What are your quality wins? Now, it's not Alabama's fault that Florida State stunk. We didn't know.
But they were a top competition would be had they have played.
Well, of course, but it's the games.
That's common opponents you're thinking of.
Comparative outcomes of common opponents. If you
right.
played the same teams, what did you do?
Exactly.
So that one is kind of moot. And then other relevant factors such as key injuries that may have affected a team's performance. Alabama's been beat up. So right now, this minute, they're probably not one of the best four teams in the country. If everybody's healthy, like when they get a couple of defensive players back, LeBron, I forget his last name, but he's a beast. They get a couple different guys back. They probably would be one of those best four teams. So again, I'm not losing sleep over it. In a month, they're probably favored over Clemson, to be honest with you, when that matchup gets set. But the playoff committee has a set of criteria, and they chose not to follow it, sort of just because Alabama.
Well, they didn't follow it last year either, for the record.
True.
So it's not just because Alabama. Ohio State got in basically last year by the same thing that got Alabama in this year.
Yeah, last year it was just because Ohio State, I guess.
Right, but my point is, for all the Ohio State fans that are saying, we got jobbed, we should... Well, then last year you should have been saying something different.
Right, that's why Urban Meyer's not throwing a fit.
Because you were Alabama last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Urban Meyer is actually doing this correctly and taking the high road, and mm-hmm. you'll hear from him in a moment. But a lot of Ohio State fans are forgetting that the same thing that hurt them this year benefited them last year when they were not the conference champion, but still got in based on quote-unquote resume and the fact that they were one of the four best teams. Nick Saban obviously feel like the committee did the right thing.
I certainly believed and trusted in the integrity of the committee, that they would do their very best to put the best teams in. A lot of good teams, and I'd like to congratulate the other teams that got in and some of the other teams that got strong consideration. But I really do believe that based on a total body of work, that our team really deserved the opportunity to be in, and we're very pleased and happy that they did.
I feel like, to me, the goal is that the four best teams with the four best resumes get in. I guess the difference is when you read those criteria
mm-hmm.
that are like the governing principles or what they should be considering,
mm-hmm.
these are just things that they should basically consider when they sit down in the room. In the same way, when you're handed a Hall of Fame ballot and you get to vote, they say, here's some things to look at.
Uh-huh.
There's no rule, though, as to what you have to prioritize or really care about. For me, if I'm on that committee, I want the four best teams in the country, and I'm going to use conference championship. That helps Ohio State's cause. It doesn't mean they get in, though, see? I'm going to use common opponents. I'm going to use head-to-head, but it doesn't mean that they get in. The loss to Iowa is impossible to unsee as a two-loss team when Alabama's only loss came against one of the best teams in the country, in Auburn. Finished number 7. By the way, Nick Saban would go on to say that the schedule, which everyone's knocking Alabama for, is not something that he can completely control.
Which is true.
Which I guess is true. Listen to this cut.
I personally want to play all Power 5 conference teams every week. I know people say we played Mercer College and we couldn't get a game with anybody else. All right, so if we all had to play 12 teams from the Power 5 conferences, we would have a better feel for which conferences were the strongest, and there would be more crossover play and maybe even play more conference games. But the fans would like it better. You guys would like it better. You'd have a better inventory to show people. We wouldn't have these games that people really don't want to come to, players really don't want to play in. And I think you'd have a better idea of who the best conferences and the best teams were.
And I think Alabama would have a better record against all Power 5 conference teams than Ohio State would, by the way.
Well, he's dead right about that. But a couple things happened this year. Again, Florida State was terrible. We had no idea that was going to happen. That's
right.
A great opening week. They scheduled number
but
three
when
Florida
they played
State.
Them, it was number 3 in the country.
Yeah. And
so people were doing this with Ohio State where they're saying, like, Michigan was a real good win. Well, after the fact, it looked like a lot less of a good win. But
yes,
if we're
now
doing
we know.
It that way, we need to do Florida State that way, too.
Yeah, so and then, again, the scheduling, I don't fault Alabama for this schedule because Fresno State was actually pretty good this year until they dropped the game that was embarrassing and now nobody thinks of it as a quality win. But Alabama's two best wins are against LSU, who was just aggressively mediocre,
yeah,
and Mississippi State, who went on to lose to Ole Miss. Their loss against Auburn, who went on to lose by 3 scores against Georgia, I know we can't do the transitivity game because at one point I figured out that a 1AA team was the third best team in the country because they beat App State, who then beat Michigan, who beat Wisconsin. Crappy stuff like that happens. So transitivity doesn't work. But the point is, if we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, better wins, Ohio State, three of them, better than any wins Alabama had. Worst loss, Ohio State, over Alabama's bad loss, right?
By far. Not close.
What do you value more? The committee here, clearly, and it seems like you do as well, say that bad loss overcomes anything else that's in the positive column.
I guess maybe a little bit. The only way I can describe it is I think body of work of the season and which team is better. And I think Alabama had a better season than Ohio State did. I don't even know that that's refuted.
We need to define what body of work means. Because, again, if body of work includes quality
wins,
then
who had a better season, Alabama or Ohio State?
What's the criteria?
I'm asking you who you think had a better season.
Ohio State did.
I can't fathom you thinking that.
They had. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, they lost two games. One was to Iowa by 30 points.
Yeah, three better wins than anything that Alabama had. Now, is that Alabama's fault?
No, of course not. They played their schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm not blaming them for that. But again, if we're talking about who gets to be the best, who gets to earn this.
If they played tomorrow night on a neutral field, who wins?
I probably favor Alabama.
Alabama should be in the better team.
Then they make that the criteria.
That's my criteria. It is. There is no rules that you have to follow. There's just things that should be considered. I'll bet you they considered them all. I'll bet you they considered every single one of those things. Just like I give more credence and credit to Ohio State because they won the conference. But if someone loses, let's say Ohio State lost a third game and the math just worked out that they still won the conference, because that could happen in the next year.
Then they don't get to get in. That's happened for the Big 12 before, where there's a bunch of teams beating each other up. They don't automatically get in.
Let's take some calls on this next. 800-636-1067 is the number. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open for you. 800-636-1067. Alabama in with one loss over Ohio State with two losses, despite that Bama didn't win the SEC when Ohio State did win the Big Ten. Did the committee make the right decision, and should they better define a criteria? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.